friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. And let me tell you something. When you sit in front of that TV and that VCR, things have gotten so technological. Things have gotten so scintillating. I mean, they barrage your... The colors barrage your eyes, and the flashes and the lights and the special effects and the sounds and the stereo. I mean, you're just like, you're there. It's like, you know, you're sitting there and you're on the ride with them. Things have become so scintillating, so exciting, so much noise, so much action, so much color. You know, you're almost tired when you get done watching some of it. Now, I'm telling you, am I telling the truth? And then you bring that carnal person to church. Oh, church is such a drag. It's so boring. It's so dull. It can't compete with all that. You know why it can't compete? Because you're coming to a spiritual thing with a carnal mind. You're not going to see the lights. And you're not going to see the images of glory. And you're not going to hear the voice of God. And you're not going to hear the heavenly music. Because you're coming with carnal ears and carnal eyes. So you say, man, church is so boring. I'd rather just stay home and watch television. Am I telling the truth? And the devil's fixed it that way. Oh, I know I'm spending a lot of time on this, but I think it's one of the main culprits. And while I was getting this message together, I wrote this little poem that the Lord gave me. I call it Sorrow 23. Not Psalm 23, but Sorrow 23. The TV is my shepherd. My eyes shall not want. It maketh me to lie down in spiritually dry places. It leadeth me into troubled waters. It restores the carnal passions of my soul. It leadeth me into the paths of the unrighteous for my flesh's sake. Yea, when I walk through the valley of temptation, I'm surrounded by evil. For thy images and thy sounds, they confront me. Thou preparest a table before me, and in the presence of my enemy, I am amused. Thou fillest my head with worldly persuasions. My heart overflows with them. Surely emptiness and misery shall dwell with me and rob me of my peace and my blessings in the house of my Lord.
Right. Tell us the truth. Hallelujah.
Moving right along.
Go ahead.
Bringing in printed matter, books, and materials, magazines, and even comic books. You better be careful about what is coming into your home. While we're on printed matter, let's talk about pornography. Somebody might say, now, is that necessary to talk to Christians? Yes, I'm afraid it is. We've already talked about videos and television, and there's a lot of people that have memberships at video stores that start off innocently with family entertainment. But before you know it, they're in the XX aisle. And before you know it, they're bringing that stuff into their homes. Let me tell you something. There's no such thing as benign pornography. Some people say, oh, well, that's just men's stuff. No, it's devil stuff. It's demon stuff. How many say amen? It is not harmless and it is not normal. It's even today reached a point of phone pornography. I personally know someone who ran up their phone bill hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month making calls on the 900 numbers. Every month swore, I'll never do that again. For one thing, I can't afford it. But they did it anyhow because there's a demon behind it. 86% of rapists admit to a pornography addiction. 86%. Listen to this interesting fact. In Oklahoma City, and how many know Oklahoma City is one of the more godly cities in America? One of the more spiritual, it's right in the Bible Belt. How many remember when they had that bombing of the Federal Trade Building, all the prayers? I mean, people were not ashamed of Jesus. It is pretty much a godly city as big cities go in America. In Oklahoma City, they got together and they shut down 150 of those pornography houses. Rape fell by 26%, while at the same time in the rest of Oklahoma, it rose by 20%. Because there is a direct connection between pornography and rape. There's a direct connection between pornography and a lot of the abuse that goes on. Some of the worst sex offenders in our nation in modern times. How many remember the infamous Ted Bundy? Amen. They executed him, but not until he had terribly molested and killed many precious innocent children. And Dr. James Dobson was allowed to go in the prison and interview him before they executed him. And he knew it was over. He had no reprieve. It was nothing. I mean, it was goodbye. It was lights out. He had nothing to hide. It was no time to be playing games. It was time to tell the truth. And he gave him a long interview. But he said, "I have had a lifelong addiction to pornography. It started when I was a young boy, and I've had a lifelong addiction." He said, "Yes, I'm telling you, there is a direct relation between the addiction of pornography and my acting out the things that I did. For a long time, it was just contained to the visual watching and reading and things. But as time went on, I was driven and stirred to act it out, to act it out. And the most vicious and the most unimaginable and heinous things that could be committed against innocent, precious children, he did. And it all began with pornography. Now, I'm going to tell you something that may be shocking to you. I was going to bring it, but I couldn't find it. I have a magazine for Pentecostal, Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-filled people. I'm not saying everything in there is that way, but that's what it's proposed to be to the audience they try to reach. They, not long ago, they had a whole spread in there of preachers, pastors, men of God, Christian men who have a secret addiction to pornography and how it has bound them and the agony that they go through to get in the pulpit and preach and then go back to that addiction. One preacher in particular, I remember his testimony, and I think I even saw him one time on television, and he was laying it all out because he realized, as horrible and humiliating as it was for him to confess it, he could possibly help other people, because most Christians will not admit such addiction because, I mean, who wants to go tell somebody you've got this addiction? So you live with it, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and I dare say that there's men sitting here under the sound of my voice that you know it's the truth. He said it started off innocently. He and his wife got one of those memberships, you know, like a Blockbuster type thing. And I'm not condemning that. But it started off with them getting wholesome, good family movies. They could all sit down because they didn't want to watch the garbage on TV. And they thought, man, we got to stop watching this junk. Let's go get some good movies. They sit down with their popcorn and their kids and their family. And they watched good movies. And that's how it all began. But one time his wife was out of town and he had to return one of the videos. And he took it by himself and he wasn't going to get another one because she was away. And he went to take it back and I guess that old devil was there and began to tell him to go over there and look in that section over there. You know, the one that's for adults only. And at first he resisted the devil. But he thought, well, you know, I just want to go see what this stuff is that these people look at. Before you know it, he was over there looking through the titles and the covers and such and whatever. Before you know it, he rented one, and he went home. Nobody was home. He was all alone in his house, door shut, whatever, nobody there, and he watched that movie. It made him sick. It repulsed him. It turned him completely up. He was sick in his spirit, but he watched it. It was terrible. It was horrible, but he watched it. And you know what? He took it back and got another one, and another one. And another one. And before you know it, he had a secret addiction that nobody knew about. And every time he was sick, but he still did it. Because he opened the door. You open the door and you let the devil trespass. Let me tell you what the devil is. He's a whole lot of things, but don't forget this one thing. He's a trespasser. Right. You got to have it posted. No trespassing. And he is a trespasser. And if you let down and you look the other way and you open the door, he'll come in. And there's a lot of Christians that think that, oh, well, that's just, you know, part of teenagers got to grow up, and that's boy stuff and that's men stuff. Oh, no, it isn't. And a lot of men will even tell their wives, well, you know, if I watch this stuff or I look at this stuff, what it does is it really then really makes me want you. Liar. You're committing spiritual adultery. That's what you're doing. You, in fact, Jesus said you're committing adultery. He said, if you look on a woman and desire her in your heart. Now, I don't mean, oh, she looks pretty and God bless you, sister, you look nice in that outfit. I'm not talking about being nice. I'm not talking about handing out Christian compliments. I'm talking about looking to desire her and want her carnally. He said, even though you don't have the opportunity to act it out, you've committed adultery. And when you, if you have to look at pictures and movies to get yourself into a mood to be with your wife, there's something wrong with you. Even the psychiatrist will tell you that, and they're not even saved. They don't even know the Bible, and they'll tell you that. How many say amen? Oh, yes. You are under demonic bondage.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home? Through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.